views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky and Angels and Answers, and we are amazing.
Yes, we are. We're the dynamic duo.
We are the dynamic duo.
Dun, ta-da.
You want to know something?
Tell me something, my dear.
Pass
me my coffee.
Yeah, I was watching the
Excellent.
Previews.
Yes.
Of the theory of everything.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's about this guy. I forgot his name. I stink with names.
Can I interrupt you for one
second? Sure.
Excuse me. Guess what I saw? St. Vincent. Remember you telling me about
that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. What a sweetheart. What a sweetheart he was.
That's a movie you 100% have to see. If you haven't seen it.
Go see it.
On the big screen, then you have to Netflix it or get
definitely.
In it. You have to see St. Vincent. It's a great movie about relationships, and not loving relationships, but just relationships in general,
right.
With people. And Bill Murray.
He was phenomenal.
He was phenomenal.
Really.
And he plays a really arrogant A.H., and he's from he's an Irish guy from Brooklyn, and he has this arrogant attitude. And he
used to be a fighter. He's a gambler. He's
yeah.
every vice that you could have, he's got.
That the normal person would not want to hang out with.
Right.
And yet he has this lovable, unconditional love of a neighbor, this young boy who ends up hanging a lot of time with him. And so he's kind of like showing him the ropes of the other side of the world that he never experienced. When I say the other side of the world, I mean the other side of life.
Right, because he's a wimpy kid. He must weigh like 10 pounds, and he's like 3 foot tall, and everybody takes advantage of him in school, and his parents are divorcing, and he's got nobody. His mom is a nurse. She works overtime, and he kind of took him in like a little chicklet, little chicky.
Exactly. And so it's a very, very inspiring movie, and it will make you laugh, it'll make you cry,
yes.
And it really is. It's a great movie.
He owes the bookies money. I mean, he's running from one. He's paying Peter to rob from Paul.
And you want to know who's like that? A lot like that, believe it or not, without the arrogance. My mother's brother, my Uncle Louie.
What a character.
He totally played life against the rules on the most part. And but when it came to being genuine as far as wanting to help other people and wanting to make you laugh, he made you laugh. And if somebody was in a vulnerable state, he did whatever he could to help out that person. And he was literally one of the funniest, loving people,
nicest,
kindest person you ever met. But yet he definitely had the flip side.
I love it.
Of having that. Yeah. Side of him where, you know, he was the gambler
and he did
things that were a little on the off color and stuff like that. So, but it was just very interesting. That
lovely movie.
You got to see it. St. Vincent. And so,
right.
Like I said, the other movie was about the everything, the theory of everything. And when I saw the previews of it, I said, that is very interesting as far as, cause you and I were discussing.
Yes.
About different perceptions of what it must be like on the other side.
Yeah.
And I was explaining to you, you know, it's funny. It's like as I talk to people, like I get all these thoughts that come to me in the moment, answers that I've never heard before. And so a lot of people, you know, will ask, well, what's it like on the other side? Is it really just heaven like? Is there a purgatory? I don't think so either. But is there different experiences for different souls in a different way on the other side?
I think so.
Absolutely.
Everybody's different.
Because here on Earth, Earth could also be like, hell. You know, it could be a living hell, and it could definitely be a slice of heaven. And
could be a purgatory.
Right.
Stuck in the middle.
Right. There's so many different aspects of life here that, you know, people have different experiences, and we're all on Earth. But you have people who live in third world countries where our common sense and the common way we live our life is to have running water and to be able to go to the supermarket.
Absolutely thinking those same exact words as you were saying them. That is so freaky.
You're freaking me out.
I'm freaking you out. You're freaking me out. I'm freaked.
You know, so what we take for granted as far as being able to go to the supermarket and have food there, or to have money to buy things, or just to simply buy gifts. And we're worried about Christmas time and all about the gifts and material world, and my car's not working, or, oh, my God, I have a leaky roof. Whereas on the other side of the world, they have next to no clothes.
No running water.
They have no running water. They don't have clean water. You know, people are being physically abused, emotionally abused.
And abuse from their government.
Abuse from the government. They have to worry about, are they going to live today, tomorrow, the next day?
Right.
There are people who have to worry about family members or loved ones who are really super sick, you know, whether it be like terminal, or whether it be just a broken bone or whatever. So everybody is experiencing life on such a different level, but yet we're all on Earth, but yet everyone has their own unique experiences.
Right.
And even though I 100% believe, to my understanding, that when we cross over, all the physical and emotional pain leave, because those were our experiences of the now.
Right.
And now our soul crosses over to the other side. And what we choose to experience in the spiritual world, is not the exact same for every single person. Are we all in a loving atmosphere? Yes. Are we all cared for and watched over by our angels? Yes. You know?
Definitely. You know what I was thinking? What if you were in life an alcoholic and you cross over? Are you still an alcoholic on the other side? Because
not if there's any liquor stores that's not open.
No.
So in other words, do they carry the same mentality of their addictions?
Exactly. Do they carry that mentality of their addictions?
Your personality still stays the same.
I know. That's why I'm saying, if you're an alcoholic in life, would you be an alcoholic on the other side? Maybe not physically addicted,
right?
But mentally addicted.
Well, I'm sure we still carry the same qualities that we've had in this lifetime that goes over. But if you take a person, I'm going to give you a perfect example because I've experienced this. I'm going to tell you something really funny. I've experienced this when going away on vacation, and even when I go away and I'm on somebody's boat. The funny thing is, if you take – let's use the – I'm just using this as an example, a lawyer. A lawyer is not noted to be the most honest person. A lawyer
don't tell me.
A lawyer is usually to be greedy. Not every lawyer, but I'm just saying this is their trait. Okay. And then you have a lawyer who's filled with lots of stress or lots of arrogance. And there's different lawyers that express things differently, but that's their general feel. All right. But you take this lawyer who goes to Hawaii on vacation. A lot of that character of who the lawyer is. It's going to transform while he's on vacation in Hawaii. He's going to be the conversationist. He's going to be funny. He could be generous.
Yeah.
He could be very calming.
The whole 360. of what his personality was in the office.
180.
180. Why did you say 360?
Because 360, you end up right back where you started from. That's a full circle. Okay. 180. Right. And so the funny thing is, when you're in the car, a lot of people, you see them flipping the bird or yelling at each other. But the same people, you see them on a boat. They're waving. Everybody waves to each other when they're on that boat or they're on that ship. Like, that's everybody true. Has this different mentality.
Right.
When you're taking the same arrogant.
Yeah, so you just answered my question.
SOB.
Right.
And you put them on a boat or they're fishing. That's when they're happiest.
Yeah.
So they don't have to deal with the reality of life.
And you don't have to drink.
You don't have to drink. Well, a lot of people do enjoy drinking because it's now a pleasure. It's not to escape.
Oh.
All right. There are people who drink for different reasons. There are people who are social drinkers. They just like to have a beer when they're with their friends or whatever.
Yeah.
And then there are people who are alcoholics because to get to escape from reality. So everyone has their different reasons. But like I said, you take the same arrogant personality, but put them in a healthy atmosphere.
Right.
They're still the same person, but now they're reacting differently because they're playing under different circumstances.
So in other words, they don't have to drink. Their circumstances are different. So when they cross over, they're so happy, they don't need to have that
alcohol. Right. They don't need to have the alcohol. They don't need all those things.
Right.
Because, and it's the same thing where a lot of people, why is it when you're home with the family, you're always arrogant, you're always mean, but when you're out there, you're the nicest person in the world.
Uh-huh.
They have this flip personality where everybody loves them, but behind closed doors, they're an arrogant SOB.
Yeah. You know why I was thinking? What?
But you're going to have to tell me what you're thinking after our commercial break.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to call in and get a reading from the nicest people in the world, that would be Sky and I. Just give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Or if you want to add to our conversation, feel free. And if not, no big deal. We're enjoying our conversation.
Absolutely, guys.
So stick around, everybody, because the dynamic duo, Artie and Sky, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
And Answer Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. And, you know, while we're off the air, you know, we were discussing more of what we were just talking about as far as, you know, do personalities change or do people change when they cross over or what it's like when you cross over? You know, you can't really say, you know, our mind is only so much. When you look at the galactica in the big picture of life and that our little pea brain of a mind is – we're only capable of understanding such a small percentage of the big picture that, you know, people who say, I don't believe in God because of for whatever reason, you could be angry. How could you take away such a young child? How can you allow a house to burn down? How can you allow such famine and earthquakes and tsunamis? How can you allow if there was such a God, blah, 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 blah. You know, there is such a big, big picture to all this, and it's learning how to emotionally and physically survive under all these circumstances that we're under. But as far as people being the same on the other side, Sky, you were saying something about the motive.
Oh, yeah. If you have no motive anymore to be an alcoholic, then you're not an alcoholic.
Right.
So we answered our question.
Right. So if you are no longer dealing with the day-to-day stress of finances, you know, what happens? Yeah, what would happen? You know, you win the lottery, all right, and you're able to pay off all your debts.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Right. All the stress of your life, or a lot of your stress, there's still going to be other issues.
Yeah. How
many, you know, could go away. Say? Yeah, exactly. You know, you have other stress of, you know, other people. If, you know, people find out you have all this money that you won, you're going to have, you know, I always said that I would throw a huge barbecue and not send out any invitations because people will automatically show up.
Absolutely.
You know, without an invitation, you know, people would be coming out of the woodwork.
And you'd find out how
I always loved you. You're always my favorite, you know.
Especially when you got that last number.
But yeah, exactly. And I believe the number one cause of relationship problems, not the only problem,
money.
But is money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the stress over money.
Yeah.
And so, you know, one person wants to save, one person wants to control the money, another person wants to spend the money, another person wants to spend it on the kids, another person wants to spend it on luxuries, another person wants to save it for retirement, you know. And then, you know, what about, let's see, how much do I work? Do I work, 12-hour days, 18-hour days, 8 hours a day because I want to spend time with my family, not just work all the time where my kids do see me or acknowledge me. And but yet, you know, can we afford to give them a home, to give them a life?
Right.
And for a lot of us, unfortunately, we have to work long hours.
Yeah.
And we're not able to spend the quality time with our kids.
Something's got to give. You cannot
There has to be
Nobody
give and
can
take.
Have it all.
Right. There has to be give and take. Even for the people who are very wealthy, there's a reason why they're wealthy. Whether you be an actor, whether you be a sports player, whether you be successful in business, you're putting in all these hours and you're gone for hours on end each day, weeks on end, months on end.
You're giving up a lot. You're giving up your family life, your time with your wife, your children, your families. I mean,
to be successful,
it, right?
Or to do what you have to do.
Absolutely.
And that goes not just for wives, but goes for husbands, goes for, you know, for everything, you know.
Whoever is in that situation, male, female, child, doesn't really matter.
Right. You know, and then also people dealing with the stress of finances with medical issues and stuff like
gosh.
That. And, they dig themselves a hole of $80 million
right.
for one sickness and stuff, you know, and then, you know, nobody's secure anymore with insurance.
No, that's so sad.
Insurance really sucks now.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's so sad that in a country so developed as we live in, that you cannot go to a decent doctor because you physically cannot afford it. And now with this thing with the insurances are so astronomical to buy on your own. And the other Obamacare is so ridiculous because they put you in financial brackets. If you make X amount of dollars, you're on like the poverty level where you get, what do they call that? Like assistance, government assistance
uh-huh.
care. And usually government assistance doctors are not the best.
No. Or usually not. No, they're not.
Nah. And then if you're a little bit higher up in your category of finances, so you get a little bit of a better doctor, which is also not the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so unless you're either spending $1,500 to $1,800 a month on your own personal insurance, or you're in Obamacare where you're making like a copayment of $160 a month, you're not going to get any kind of adequate care. It's so available here.
This is my suggestion to everybody. Go to Germany because they have the best medical care
I
for
know
their
that.
People. That is
I know.
Absolutely amazing.
Now, what
a lot of
learn from that?
A lot of Hollywood people that when they're really sick, really sick, they go to Germany.
Yeah.
And Germany will not turn you away. And for the pills that cost us $100 or $200 a pill, cost literally about $5 in Germany. No exaggeration.
That's terrible.
The exact same one. The worst health care next to third world countries, but that's considered normal, is England. England has horrific social health care. You do not get a private room at all. You're in one large room. Even if you have cancer or you have something major, you're in one big room with a bunch of different cots.
Oh, no.
And you get a doctor that might visit you once every other day or once a day, no matter what. And there's only so much to go around. It's horrific.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the royal family royally screwed everybody over there. But and the reason why I know that is because a person who I once dated in the previous, whose family is from England, and she went over there and towards her grandmother's last dying days, and it ate her up alive every day to see her grandmother in such despair and care and pain. And, you know, they gave it to her, and she had a fight with the nurses to make sure that her grandmother was getting what she needed. You know, she's like a nurse herself, so she understood. And so she was, you know, the rock at Gibraltar for her grandmother to make sure, even under the circumstances, she got the best, which wasn't the best on our standard.
Right.
But for England, it was as good as it gets. And so
what about the way we treat
it's a living
elderly?
Nightmare. Yeah.
If you don't sign your home away. If you have to put your parents in a nursing home, you're going to have to sign their house
exactly,
away.
Exactly.
Those nursing homes want everything.
Exactly.
And when you can't afford anymore, after you've sold the house, and after you've given them everything that you could possibly give them financially, they'll throw your parents in the street.
Exactly.
What kind of system is this? We're supposed to love and cherish our elders.
Yeah, you want to know something? The Indian people and the Mexican families, they take care of their elders themselves.
And so do we.
And they take
American Indian. Oh, you kidding?
Oh, you do.
Oh, my God. They're like gods to us.
Yeah.
Because they're so full of knowledge.
Yeah, and wisdom and respect.
Absolutely.
Whereas the American, they put them in the homes, mm-hmm. and it is what it is. You know, it's amazing.
I never knew what that was to put somebody in a home until after I heard, like, after I was, like, what, 18, 20, like that, I didn't have any any reason to know. I wasn't curious, and I didn't understand that. So when I found out, I says, this can't be true. You're putting your elders, who are the matriarchs and patriarchs of your family, who know the traditions from years and years ago, who are gold mines of knowledge and opportunity for you to learn. How could you do something like that?
You know, when I I was amazed how much money, hundreds of thousands of dollars that my parents saved over the years. You know, granted, they're in their 80s. I had no clue what they were worth until my brother told me. Mm. But because my mom went in the home, and now my dad has to go in the home, literally their money is dwindled to next to nothing. Very little, very little. Of all the years, you know, they wanted to say, they wanted to have that nest egg. They wanted to, thank God they saved enough money so that in their last years, they could have the best health care to be in a beautiful assisted living in Somerset. The people were nicer than nice to my mother, and she 100% deserved the kind of quality care that she got at the end. And now my father is now going into a place which is just absolutely gorgeous. But again, it's not without, like you said, having to sell your home and your life away.
That's terrible.
So that, you know,
everything that you strive
for is now taken away. And that they take away my mother's was over 8,000 a month.
Oh, that's insane.
8,000 a month. And my father, who's in a beautiful place just like hers, isn't as much as hers. It's 6,900 a month.
Oh, come on.
For
you
all
know
that,
what? I'm sorry.
For all that care, for all that. It's insane.
It is insane. It's ridiculously insane.
And so, therefore, that's why at that amount of money out.
Isn't there any kind of legislation where they could stop these thieves? Oh, that's all they are. It's a bunch of thieves.
Yeah, it's the system.
They're taking whatever little bit. I mean, they work their whole lives. All of the elderly that are in these homes, they've worked their whole lives. They've tried to save a little for a legacy for their children to have when they cross over the parents. And then they have to go into a nursing home and it gets eaten up by the man. $6,000, $8,000 a month.
I got to tell you a sick story after we come back from our commercial break.
This is crazy.
So stick around, everybody, because Artie and Sky, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Yep.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo. And so what I was saying to you as far as the way the system works, that when you go into a really nice, when your parent or whoever goes into an assistant living, a nice assistant living, they want you, a good part, a portion of them, they want you to put up 2 years in advance up front. For you to be able to put your loved one in their home, in their care. And then after the 2 years is up, all right, they then make you have to sell your house if you have a house, but you have to put 2 years up front, and then they will exhaust whatever valuables they have. You have to liquidate everything until it's nothing to pay off. And then once that's over, then Medicare finally takes over. So there was a story that I was just telling Sky, the sickening story.
Oh, this is terrible, folks.
Now, Charity, you know, my wife Charity used to work for this one hospital. And, you know, she knew of this one lady who she took care of in an assisted living that she was helping out with while she was working. And this one woman had to go into an assisted living or hospital healthcare of some sort. And she was worth probably about $800,000, maybe more, give or take. Something like, I forgot exactly what the figure is. Could be a little more, a little less, but wow, around that figure. And she had absolutely no family whatsoever. And so when all the money was exhausted and they took every penny she owned, they literally wanted to put her out to another facility that had next to nothing, but other than just your basic care, like literally next to nothing. So as you're getting older, your needs become greater. And so Charity, which I'm very proud of her for this, she stood up on behalf and she was an advocate for this lady. And thank God her bosses stood up for her on this as well, said to the company that if you do not take her back into your home and give her the same quality care that she, that you've been giving to her the whole time, we are not giving you any more patients or clients at all. And they were feeding this assisted living a lot of patients and a lot of clients from a couple of hospitals, a couple of different hospitals. So they said, you have a choice. Either you take this person in and take care of her the way she deserves to be taken care of, or you get no more patients and clients from us. And sure enough, they took her right back in and they did give her the care. But it took that much to be able to get this person the kind of care that she needed. And this lady had no family at all living. And
that's bad enough.
Yeah. And so to put her out, it was sickening.
They took $800,000 from her.
Yeah. It was a ginormous amount of money.
That's insane. For what? One room and a couple of meals?
Or, you know, plus, you know, medical care or whatever, but still.
$800,000.
You know? So it was a lot.
Folks, that's
crazy. I said, give or take. But, you know, my parents also had over $500,000 and it's dwindling next to nothing. And, you know, it's really bad the way the system
is. We really need to get this in check. you know, you hear about all kinds of politics, you hear about all these little fights with these politicians, but they never fight the real fight. And that's right. Trying to take care of our medical care and our elderly.
What?
They deserve it. They deserve it.
What sickens me is that these politicians, to try to get it, oh, we're going to go for a change. You always hear the same thing.
Oh, that's
awesome. Going for a change, going for a change, going for a change. Name me one politician. Nah. Except Kennedy. Kennedy was the only one who put his butt on the line, but unfortunately got shot because he was the one who made some really major changes. Abraham Lincoln, who made some really major changes.
Right.
These gentlemen who made really major changes, unfortunately got shot.
Right.
Everyone who wanted to make these major changes got shot. And, you know, and these people, these politicians are afraid to make the big changes to go up against the big boys to do what's right on behalf of the people and to try to hire somebody who's for the people and not for the system. And unfortunately, the way politics work, there's a lot of people who start off in politics who leave politics because if you don't follow what the big boys say, they don't give you the funding that you need to accomplish your goals.
Right.
And so, therefore, unfortunately, these politicians, they get frustrated.
It's the game. They're playing the game.
And they're playing the game.
You play the game or you get kicked out.
Or you get kicked out.
Right.
And, you know, and a lot of these politicians, they don't care. And if you listen to politicians with their stupid their stupid jackass way of their advertising to go for office, they don't talk about the detail of how they're going to, oh, we're going to make changes. What are you going to make changes? And how are you specifically going to do it? And what power do you have to make these changes? Instead, they spend all this money and all this time with negative campaigning, talking about how bad their opponent is. So what kind of character does that say about that person when they're knocking somebody else down to make themselves look better?
That's so sad.
That's really piss poor. That is the worst, lowest way of trying to win somebody over by trying to knock down somebody else's character by trying to make yours better.
Right.
You know, tell me how you specifically are going to make a change and tell me specifically what plans that you have that you're going to make a change other than, oh, we just need changes or this is what I plan to do. And do you have the power to do that? Do you have the people? Because it takes people in power to be able to make those choices. Do you have those connections?
Of course, they all have the connections. They choose not to because then their palms and pockets don't get greased.
Right.
They're living a lifestyle that we could only imagine.
Right.
Think about it.
And it's at the taxpayer's expense.
They get picked up by limousine to go to work. They could take an
or helicopter.
Right. And they go home the same way. They have the finest of everything. Most of their living expenses are all taken care of under the table. Plus, they get a humongous salary that I personally don't feel they deserve. Okay? And what for? To screw us in the end.
You know what? We need a president who is so wealthy that they don't care what the other politicians have to say. Ross Perot, I was a big fan of Ross Perot.
So was awesome.
I was. Because this was a guy who was a self-made billionaire who wanted to make a change. Now, I'm sure he wasn't perfect. I don't know everything about him.
Richie and I were for him also.
And, I, you know, I don't know all the things. I know there were some things about him that I think that I wasn't a big fan of. But as far as being able to run a country, and you need to have a business sense and not just be an emblem on a car, on a car hood, but to be in power, to really have knowledge and charisma. Like Bill Clinton had charisma.
Yeah.
All right. And Kennedy, he had money and charisma.
Right.
You know, and wanting to make the changes. And
but you see, there's your answer. You see a man like Kennedy who tried to make the changes, and what happened? Somebody didn't like it, and they shot him.
They got shot. Off. Yeah.
Nice, isn't that nice? Lovely.
And it's so not the first time it's happened.
So is this country real?
And Clinton was blown away, literally.
Oh yes. Oh yes, he was. So, but is this really a free country? We're living under a cloud. We're living under a cloud.
We have our own little boundaries.
Yes.
You know? And Ross Perot was really funny. I'll never forget this, where they were having the debates.
Yeah.
And one of the questions that was said to Perot, and I'll never forget this, it was quick wit. He's such quick wit. He reminds me of Paul Lynn from Hollywood Squares.
Oh, my God. I love Paul Lynn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they asked Ross Perot, do you have any experience about running a country that's in debt? And Ross Perot said to him, you know, you got me there. I have no experience about being in debt. He said, I only know what it's like to get out of debt and to be on top and to be a winner.
Good for him.
And that right there, he sold me on that response.
He blew them away.
And again, because he doesn't have all the political money, yes, he's a billionaire, but when you have thousands.
Right, you need a political backing.
Yeah. Thousands of people to back you with all their other monies and stuff to make it happen, you know. But like I said, you know, was he perfect? I'm sure he wasn't perfect. But
nobody's perfect.
But you need a business person who really knows how to have
the lesser of the evils.
Yeah, who knows how to who has balls to be able to deal with all these powerhouses and the political people and stuff.
And believe
like that.
It or not, this is what I was told. I'm not really into politics. I'm not, because I don't trust any of them.
Right.
So I'm not really into politics. But I did hear that these big businesses, like the drug companies, all run this company. Country.
Yeah, this country. Yeah. Yeah. The drug companies, the pharmaceutical and the oil companies.
Yes. They run.
They run the country, not the president.
Exactly.
They call the shots, because without the pharmaceutical, we're gone.
Right.
We don't have the funding or whatever. As a matter of fact, the number one, what I just found out not too long ago, the number one pharmaceutical country in the world of manifesting is Israel.
Really?
Israel is the strongest country in the world when it comes to manifesting all the pharmaceuticals.
Really?
And they're also number one in defense.
Well, that I know, defense.
Yeah, they're defense amazing. And pharmaceuticals, yeah.
But why would it be that the pharmaceutical companies run this country? Why?
Because everyone's sick. We're all sick. That's why.
Sickos.
All right. Well, listen, these two sickos, we got to start going for a break now. So stick around. Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo. If anybody wants a private read from Sky and I, or if you wanted to have a party with Sky and I, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. And if anyone wants a private reading with Sky, the number is?
908-500-1474. Now, folks, I don't know if you realize this, but we can read you right over the phone. So if you do live a distance away and you're hesitating, because you live far, don't. We could give you a beautiful reading, just as though you were in front of us, right over the telephone.
You know what's really cool? When I've been doing readings, well, it's been like this our whole life, but just to be able to be put in a position where when somebody asks me a question, like when you were asking me a question about the universe before and I didn't know how to answer it.
Yeah.
I really didn't. It's like, you know, do the personalities stay with them or are they still angry? Are they, you know, I didn't know. And then all of a sudden, literally, the answers are just being fed to me.
Well, that's your angels.
Right. And that's the angels just feeding all the answers. And it's really cool because, you know, when I do private readings, and literally, you know, like I've said this many times before, and I'm sure it's for yourself also, there's no premeditative thought as far as what we're going to say to anybody.
No.
It's like we don't know anything until the moment happens.
Right.
And once that moment happens, and once you're with the person's energy, whether it be over the phone or whether it be in person, all of a sudden the answers just come right into our mind.
That's right. Same way for me. There was just one lady, I will not mention any names, at the expo. Do you remember that lady who was so blocked?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. This poor soul, she was so blocked and she was so closed up that it took me a while to get in. It took me a while for my spirits to actually connect to her. And I think she had a little mental illness as well.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think she knew what her real thoughts were, but her angels came through for her at the end, right?
Right, yes.
We were able to give her a reading.
Right.
She was very satisfied, but boy, oh boy, I had never come across somebody who was so negative, so blocked, so shut down. It was so sad.
See, so not only for you people, as far as when you're in a relationship or when you're living with somebody or having to deal with somebody at work, when the negative energy is so incredibly low or blocked or whatnot, you can't bump through them. And so you have to, and same with us for reading. When somebody is of that low vibration and negative, you know, if you have the opportunity to walk away from this situation, you better start searching for someplace else or someone else if the energy is that low, because then if you stay there, then you're telling yourself that that's what you deserve and that's only what you deserve.
And that's what you're going to get.
And you could bitch and complain until the cows come home. But the bottom line is, you know what? You're going to be stuck in that situation forever. And you do deserve it only because you said you deserve it, because you're not willing to make the moves and the changes to make the changes of what it takes to put you in a happy place. Now, it might take time to get there, but you need to be able to speak to other people.
Have a goal.
It's very important to have goals and dreams, but to be able to speak to other people who are in a power position to be able to, you know, help you get out of the situation. It could be with friends. It could be with your minister, with your rabbi. It could be with a political figure in your area, to talking to other friends. But don't be afraid to ask for help. And I feel sorry for all of you who say, I don't feel comfortable asking for help. I feel like I have to do it myself. Well, I feel sorry for you, because this is the way God helps you. You're asking God for help. This is the way God helps you. God helps you through other people.
Yes.
And not just through angels falling from the sky and just saying, all right, here you go. Here I am. But it's people through people who help you.
I want to tell you something. It's just a little story, but I think it's very heartwarming. Today I called up to find a new age store so I can get some oracle cards, because around where I live, those stores are very few and far between. So I called up from the internet. I saw a place in Freehold, and I decided to call. I didn't have any luck there, so I called somebody else. And there was a lovely lady on the other side who was also a medium, and she was a psychic medium. And she had a place, and it got ruined within the storms, Sandy. And she took a place in a flea market, and she's also reading a couple of nights in a pizzeria. This woman was so lovely to me. And, you know, I had asked for help. I asked the Blessed Mother to help me, to guide me to find what I needed to find. And in the conversation with her, she said, you know, I've been doing this for quite a long time also. And she said, one of my guides is the Blessed Mother. And I felt an immediate connection to her, because what the Blessed Mother did for me was incredible as well. She also helps me with my readings. She also is there for me all the time. And I just love her. She's like my mother. And this woman was the same thing. But my point is that this woman was so kind and helped me so much today. So like what Artie says, if you don't go looking for the help and you don't accept the help when it comes, then you're doing yourself a disservice. You're doing God a disservice. You're asking for something, and then you're throwing it to the curb. Because it's just like I asked for help today through the Blessed Mother. I received it. And I knew it was from the Blessed Mother because she brought her up.
Yeah.
So there is a perfect example of what Artie said. You ask God for help, then God sends you people to help you, and then you don't accept the help? It's like an oxymoron. So you've got to be able to let people in. You have to. And you have to allow yourself to be helped by others.
You know, it's funny. There is this was actually a true situation, but I also tell it like as a little joke, whereas a person is going to church to pray to God to ask for money, you know, within their own meditations. And then all of a sudden, you know, at the end of the services, you know, a sweet little old woman, where the person didn't realize how much money she was actually worth. And she overheard her talking about her poor financial circumstances. So the lady came up to her and said, excuse me, miss. She goes, here's $100. Why don't you just take this and buy? And she looked, she saw her as such a fragile woman, not realizing how much she was worth. She goes, oh, no, that's okay. You keep it for yourself. Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. And she was saying no. And then she turns around, oh, God, please, please, please help me with money. Please help me with money. And this sweet person comes by, offers her money. Oh, no, thank you. Right. No, thank you. It's like, what, are you stupid?
I know. That's
you know, if money or possessions or help in any way comes your way, if it wasn't meant for you to have,
right,
it wouldn't have presented itself. That's so right. Just be gracious and say thank you and stop trying to out nice everybody, because you're only doing yourself a disservice. And unfortunately, our time is up.
Wow.
So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you and everyone within your circle. May the angels follow you with lots of love, unconditional love and happiness and prosperity. May all the people and all the circumstances guide you and bless you so that your life could move on to a much happier place and space.
And also, please, folks, just take a moment and pray for this country, because there's so much that we need to straighten out. Really, we really, and you know, it's only going to benefit us in the long run. So bless everybody for this week. Thank you for joining us with this time we have together, and may all your wishes come true.
Yes. Don't be afraid to receive. Don't be, and just be grateful for the good things that are going your way.
Yeah.
And for everything that isn't going your way, then it's going to be up to you to be able to make the changes rather than complain how bad your situation stinks, whether it be with your job or your relationship or whatever. Make the necessary changes so that you no longer have to live in that negativity or that quality of life. You deserve happiness. You deserve love. And may God bless you.
God bless you, folks.
And until next week, ta-ta.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.